Buying or selling a home can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. Heritage Realty makes buying and selling easy. With Heritage Realty, you get local market expertise, one-on-one service, and the support of a network of agents across the area. Heritage Realty cares about the details and goes above and beyond to deliver the service you need. Knowledge is power. Trust Heritage Realty to buy or sell your home. For the newest listings and detailed market reports, visit heritagerealtyknox.com. Heritage Realty, where today's technology meets traditional customer service.
722, and the number this morning is 15. 15 days away. Will, 2 weeks from tomorrow, September 1, Tennessee takes on Ball State. Right now, maintenance, getting people ready, building your depth chart, looking to see what you have in the backfield, what you have at linebacker, and what you have at wide receiver. Eric Kane, this is your avenue, my friend. How about a Pulse by Heritage UT Fall Practice Report as we continue from Frazier's Carpet One? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. 15 days away until it's kickoff, football time in Tennessee, and the Vols were back out on the practice field yesterday, following the off day on Monday. And as is the normal case with practices after scrimmages, there were several players who were held back or limited during practice yesterday. Those players include Squirrel White, Jalen Wright, Lynn J. Dixon, Jimmy Calloway, Christian Harrison, D. Williams, and Solon Page, all limited in what they could do yesterday.
I was going to say, well, just tell us who's not limited, Eric.
Yeah.
that would be a little shorter quicker list.
And again, the majority of those are precautionary guys, yeah. But still. Wesley Walker and Jacob Warren did not practice as well. Again, mostly out of abundance of caution, but the staff wants his team as healthy as possible. Some good news, however, quarterback Kamal Haddon practiced for the first time since day three of fall camp. Elijah Simmons was back working with the defensive line as well. Running backs coach Jerry Mack spoke to the media afterwards, and he had a ton of good stuff to say about Jabari Small and the weight that he's gained that's going to help him throughout the season. Give this a listen.
You know, one thing about Jabari that he's done a great job, he's added armor to his body. So, you know, you look at the last game of the season, I think he weighed out at about 199. This year he's been weighing in consistently between 212 and 215. And like that, it's just going to help him down the road. As we get into games down the stretch, like being able to finish games is what we've been talking about. So the increase in carries should really help him a ton. You know, the added weight should help him a ton to try to increase his carries. And that's one of the things we've been really focusing on with him in the offseason and obviously in fall camp is just trying to make sure that you understand how to finish the practice.
All that video, highlights, audio, and more can all be found on our website at 991thesportsanimal.com. This UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Meet the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage today at 947-7527.
Jabari Small, let's just stay on him for a minute, Eric Kane. He has missed time. He missed a lot of time in particular last year here or there. Can he really be relied on this year? I mean, I know they're probably looking up his total of carries this year, but realistically, is that something that Tennessee fans and the coaching staff can expect to see?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, right? I guess you got to see it to believe it. And, I mean, he was a really good running back last year. He would have, you know, Jerry Mack even alluded to this yesterday that, I mean, he knows he would have been a 1,000-yard rusher if he would have just played more. He had a nagging shoulder injury, and he got hurt in the second quarter of Pitt, so he played pretty much the entire year. With some nagging injuries all year long, but just missing some time. Tennessee needs him to play, and you think that adding about 15 pounds of good weight is going to help him, you know, in terms of those durability issues. Tennessee needs him to play an awful lot because right now you got an injury, Jalen Wright behind him. You got two true freshmen and a transfer in Lynn J. Dixon that has literally gotten hardly any playing time in scrimmages because he doesn't know the playbook yet, and he's brand new. So we'll see. I like the running back room overall. But it is a little concerning just because of what you have there right now.
All right, so what did you see like the running back room? What does the rotation look like at running back?
Yeah, Jerry Mack said that you go into a game with, all right, you know, Jabari Small is going to be the one, you know, Jalen Wright might get the second carry or whatever, and then, you know, so on and so forth from there. Maybe it's Justin Williams-Thomas, maybe it's Dylan Sampson, whatever. But the way he handles the running back rotation, and just like pretty much any coach, I would imagine, whoever's got the hot hand, they're going to leave the player in there, whoever has the hot hand. And that's who's going to play the majority of those games. There's not going to be a third down back. There's not going to be a short yardage back. There's not really any of those skill sets in the room, especially with Lenith Whitehead not playing this year. Jabari Small is probably the most physical runner, Jerry Mack says. But there's not going to be any type of strict rotation to where every third down you're going to see Lynn J. Dixon come out there or something like that. Just whoever has the hot hand at the moment. They're going to play a ton of guys, as we already know.
You know what? Just to add to that real quick, Eric Kane, I found Jerry Mack's comments yesterday about what the coaching staff looks for. Pads plus two. You know, they would go through that line of scrimmage. Somebody would lay a shoulder on them on the defensive side of the ball or a shoestring tackle. It seemed like that these running backs would fall last year. That 15 to 20 pounds or some odd, whatever, that rough number of what Jabari has added, if he can make that first contact, Kaner, Will, and get two additional yards, and that adds to it moving the chains each and every time. I found that stat to be interesting yesterday from Jerry Mack, Kaner.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, he pretty much said that the added weight's going to help him with the arm tackles. A lot of those arm tackles, as you pointed out, would have brought him down last year, but now he's going to run through those arm tackles. You know, on contact, you're not going to fall back. You're going to fall forward 2 yards. All that can help. I mean, you heard it right there when I just played that clip. He said adding armor to your body. He looks like a different guy. He does not look like the name that he dons every day in small. He does not look like a small guy anymore.
Kaner, we appreciate it. Let's get right to 5 burning questions. That's happening next here on the Starting Lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.